Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome to the show one of our favorite people, Dr. Anthony Rao, psychologist, author of Power of Agency, and he has been a big help for all of our listeners in Western New York. Good morning, Dr. Rao. How are you?
Good morning to you, Jenna and Nick. How are you doing? Having a great Friday, I hope.
Yes. I can't believe we're almost at the end of July. I'm kind of like, what happened to this month? But
where'd
okay. Yeah, exactly. I feel like this is a good time to take inventory of the company that we are keeping. Let's talk a little bit about what that means, because it's important to have good relationships in these hard times.
You know, people keep asking me, like, you know, what can I do to feel better, less stressed, and actually, like, you know, boost my protection during all this time of worrying about a virus? And one of the things that we don't realize is, like you just said, the company we keep may be one of the most important factors, because not great relationships, you know, people who are, you know, tiring us out, demanding a lot, kind of just self-centered, well, they lead us to have stress, and guess what? That makes us have bad health. People who are supportive, people who are caring, give us time to talk about ourselves, support our goals, our stress goes down, our health goes up. So, you know, it's, you know, I'm not thinking we have to, you know, move or ignore our family members or, you know, quit our job. But I think whatever you can do, 5 minutes here or there, you know, decrease the exposure to people who, you know, afterwards don't feel right to you, and increase the time or opportunities with people that make you feel a little better. And it actually has a measurable health benefit.
What if it's a family member, though, and you feel guilty not communicating with them, but there's just never anything positive coming from it?
Yeah, that is one of the hardest ones. You know, we love our families. And, you know, if we feel guilt, it's likely we're a really good person who's a pleaser or trying really hard to do the right thing. Our values are really strong. But sometimes we have to say, look, you know, I've got to make sure at times I put my own oxygen mask on first.
You
know, like, if I'm going to be effective, I better be 100%, then I really can't be there or help others. And so, you know, set your boundaries, set your limits. With family members, it's tough. Doesn't have to be dramatic, but little by little, they will adjust. If they truly love you, and I think they do, they will adjust.
Have you noticed family relationships in general getting better or worse during this COVID time? Do you think the staying at home has made it more anxious? And I'm talking people you don't live with. Like for me, I talk to my siblings all the time, but it's on Zoom, and it seems to be going well.
It does seem to be going well. I think, though, people are, you know, we're halfway through the summer, if you will, and there's been floated out ideas of how we're going to get kids back to school. And I think the parents are like, I'll take 2 or 3 days a week. I'm thrilled if I can even have that. I just don't know, and I don't want to be pessimistic. It's just that every time something gets floated out, have you noticed they have to sort of backtrack on it?
Mm-hmm.
Promise?
Absolutely.
The goal lines keep, they get changed. So, you know, I think as we get into middle, later August, we'll know more. And then I think you're going to see some of that stress return. But, you know, we've been through a lot of this before. We know much more of what to do. So we don't need to be as anxious and stressed. But yes, Nick, to your point, I think people are adapting. I do.
Okay. Yeah. So we're on the phone with Dr. Anthony Rao, a child psychologist, author of Power of Agency, and we're talking about taking inventory of the company you keep. What about, like, because this is a big one with coworkers, There's been a lot of change in the workplace. And what if you have that, like your work friend, and every time you talk to them through this pandemic, they're just Debbie Downer. Like they're always
doom and gloom.
Like, you know, this is terrible. This sucks. Everyone's going to be fired. How do you handle that type of a coworker or even a boss?
Yeah, yeah. And then there's the aggressive, assertive types that when they get stressed, where do they go to? What kind of person do they become? There's the negative type, right? Like you just described, the gloomer. Yeah, like it's all bad and they just want to sort of dump it all on you and you're there. Emotions are highly contagious. Ideas are highly contagious and you're just like absorbing it like radioactivity. Then there's the person who has some authority over us, you know, the boss, who when they get stressed, they actually go to anger and aggression and control. You know, neither of these is good for you. You know, we're telling people as much as you can, just, you know, keep a part of your mind on, look, everyone's stressed. This is hard on everyone. This person acts this way when they're stressed. I know that there are parts of their life that they're not like this at all. Try to assume positive intent. We tell a lot of folks, just think API, you know, just like write it down someplace. Assume positive intent because everybody is off their game. The nicer, kinder, gentler, more empathetic people already get this, right? And they're going out of their way to be really great and spread good cheer. The other people are going that other direction. So as much as you can protect yourself, it's a mental game. In addition to seeing if you don't expose yourself literally as many minutes a day to certain types of people or others.
Hold on, run down API again. How am I using this? What is the phrase?
Assume positive intent.
I love that.
Just assume like, you know what? Everyone's stressed, you know, especially like on things like emails and texts or those moments. But we're all experiencing more and more of these and realizing people are losing it. It's hard to assume positive intent in some circumstances. You know, just walk off if you can.
Yep.
But for the most part, these other more like microaggression things, you know, a lot of them come from a place of somebody feeling, I think, a bit more desperate and scared. But they go to aggression rather than sharing it or empathy. That's just sort of like differences in people. Carry a little of that around in your head and just sort of like let it go, walk off, like understand it, you know, tell yourself, oh, that was kind of interesting, I guess, and just move on.
Yeah, thank
you
for that.
We're going to see a lot of these. I think a lot are coming come the fall. By the way, the fall is our stress season, also around the holidays.
Oh, good.
So, great. Thanks, doctor.
Appropriately. Every year, the stress level increase around the fall. There's national statistics on numbers of times that people call for mental health help or hospitalizations and all sorts of things. It's the time when everybody gears up. Let's, you know, coming out of the summer, let's go for it. And you'll see stress rise anyway. So just be a little bit, you know, aware that that might happen anyways once we hit the fall.
Dr. Anthony Rao on the phone with us this morning. We've talked about taking inventory of the company you keep, whether it's loved ones or coworkers. I do think it's important that we talk about taking inventory of the company of our community and also our country, because so much has happened. Thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we are in circles and bands, if you will, of all different types of social relationships in our community and our country may be one of the most important. And we're seeing so much happening right now that tells us people really do care and they want things to be better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that we're not all happy watching groups of people be put down or a lot to be made to feel less than, or sort of, you know, the exposure to prejudgment, you know, the daily indignity certain groups have to deal with and people in certain situations. And guess what? That actually impacts their health. They don't live as long. Their ability to fight off this virus is less. So we can do a lot by really looking beyond the family, the friends, the coworkers, and thinking, you know, what is my community like? You know, what can I do in my little part of the world that makes this better? And I think we're seeing that happen.
Doc, you gave some advice earlier in this pandemic. You gave advice of having like a whiteboard to lay out the plans for the day. And we took that advice. We got the whiteboard. We put it up there. And for the first few weeks, it worked out well. Everybody had their little list of things to do.
Oh, Nick.
No, but it's now actually turned into a really good thing. The kids now will add to the board with ridiculous things like, you know, brush your teeth, clean your room, and wrestle wild beavers. So they've started to get really creative, and it's turned into this fun exercise of who can come up with the most random thing on the list of things to do. So what turned out to be a responsible family activity has turned into some creative fun. We get laughs, and you'll change it through the day and sort of add ridiculous things like learn to sing opera will be on the list of things to do. And it's become a really fun thing. So again, take something serious, twist it into something fun for your family. That was some good advice you gave.
Well, doesn't this sound familiar? Doesn't that sound a lot like you? Like, I'm thinking apples and trees and what falls near them. the kids have your personality. It's absolutely wonderful.
Oh, I hope so.
Actually, that is pretty common. What happens after a while is we get used to the chart. So you try to mix it up. So every now and then say, okay, it's time for a brand new chart. You erase the thing. Start over. You up the demand slightly, but you up your reward so that they don't get too bored with it. But I love the creativity.
As we try, before we let you go, improve all of these relationships in our life, I have to say there is something special. Like last night, as we had a family dinner, and after dinner, it was like a group all cleaning up the dishes and putting away dinner and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm trying to take those moments in where it's like, okay, there is good coming from all of this. So as we look to improve the relationships around us, what should we be thinking about?
I think anytime there's a ritual, anytime we're around each other, we bring each other together. For some reason, I was at a ball field the other day. I was going to go up to do some run around a track, and there was a little ball game going on, and it was just like fun just to watch people park their chairs all separated nicely. A lot of people were wearing masks too, and just watching some of the kids play a little organized sport. And just like, this is something that we miss, this idea that we're all together. And I thought to myself, you know, at this moment, I'm pretty thankful. I think you have to hit the pause button, stop. Maybe if you're in that kitchen, you're doing the dishes or you're all cleaning up, say, guys, stop. Just, you know what? We're really lucky. We're all here right now. We all have this moment. Just highlight it.
Mm-hmm. I love talking to you. You bring so much joy into this show. Thank you for being with us today.
Well, it's a pleasure. Take care, guys.
All right, Dr. Thanks, Anthony Rao, he's got a great book, The Power of Agency. You can check it out at powerofagency.com. Psychologist, author, and I don't know, he just helps us make better people around us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.